Mr. Christopher Appleton from Absolver and Blaise Bailey and just Chief Bottle Washer at SOS Fest has joined me first thing in the morning. How you doing, mate?
Very well. Much better today.
Not well yesterday.
Not good. Not many hours sleep. And possibly a bit of a dodgy sausage at Dusseldorf Airport in the morning. So possibly a bit of food poisoning, but much better today. Beans and toast seems to solve it in the morning. Vitamin C, get me missus to run around, get me paracetamol, ibuprofen, vitamin C, and Lucozade last night, and a solid sleep. And watched Once Upon a Time in Mexico. The Johnny Depp and Antonio Banderas.
A bit of normal life.
Yeah. Life on the road. I slept through most of it, but got to the part where Johnny Depp had his eyes drilled in.
Family entertainment then.
Yeah, a bit of a comedy.
Yeah.
So I'm good today, anyway. That's all you need to know. Yeah.
You're keeping up my 100% record today of me seeing Absolver with a different lineup every time I see
him. Is that right?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, well, so you're a three-piece. So you've been Lou today with Tom. It's
a funny one, really, because I think the last time we played as a three-piece,
it was good.
It was great, and I'm very comfortable doing it because I like doing it as used to doing it as Fury UK years ago, and in a sense we're a three-piece band when we're playing with Blaise, just with a vocalist. But I thought with Absolver, because we've got this really massive sound when Luke plays, and it kind of gives me that freedom to be the singer, and the backup's there. So I decided I didn't really want to drop that. I didn't want everybody used to hearing this wall of sound, So and then the conversation was, who do we get to stand in for Luke when he's on tour with Iced Earth?
Yeah.
And went through a long list of names, and it was kind of like, well, Aki's probably, the closest thing we're going to get to knowing what we want and doing it properly. And he's a Manchester lad, and so there was a bit of controversy at first when we announced it. But it's kind of like, that's nearly 6 years ago or something, and we were all, even though it seems like I've been touring since the dawn of time, back then, I still feel like I've learned a hell of a lot in the past 5-6 years, and I think, so anyway, I gave him a call, says, do you want to do this? Says, I need you. I says, Luke's away.
Yeah.
I says, I need you to learn an Absolver set. And he just said, yes. When we're going to rehearse.
Yeah. And I just thought, having seen Tom play, it kind of was a no-brainer. When I saw it, I went, yeah. Because when I saw him play, I went, fucking hell, he plays just like Chris.
Well, that was the thing. I mean, way before he joined Absolver, he was with his sort of early version of Vice.
Yeah.
Which I kind of took on a bit of a loose management role back then, pre-Absolver. And so I was, helping them out, getting the first gigs, putting them on at SOS for the first time, and got them a couple of other festivals. I helped them record their first EP. It seems like an ice age ago. this is what it means. Like sometimes six years can seem can go within a blink of an eye.
Mm.
But then you actually think about what's gone on in those six years. It's a hell of a lot, and since. Tom leaving Absolver and cracking on with Vice, he's come a long way as well. And I think he's learned a hell of a lot, and he's probably thought back to the Absolver situation. He's probably realised, having lost band members in Vice also, he's probably gone, oh, now I probably know how Chris felt.
Three albums in 3 years with Blaise.
Yeah.
Absolver albums coming. I nearly said thick and fast, but I'll just go fast in between. You certainly, and I've said to you before, you can't sit still, can you? You can't sit still.
Well, no, it's one of those. I mean, like you said, I mean, if we go just sort of like swing off to the Blaise camp.
Yeah.
When we started that trilogy idea of Infinite Entanglement, we said we're going to do 3 albums in 3 years, and now we're sort of like entering, entering next year, what we're going to do next, and then we've got a live album coming out, which is kind of like the celebration of finishing the trilogy. Yeah. So a live album and DVD of that last show in France. And we're already talking about what we're going to be doing for next summer, which sounds really, really exciting. Mm. But it's like, it's been a proper weight on all of us, you know. I think by the time we got to the end of this European tour for the third part of the trilogy, and you just get to those last couple of weeks running up to that DVD gig in France, and we're all going, says, do you feel tired? And I'm going, yeah, I really do. And he says, do you feel like you're tired because you've had a couple of sleepless nights and, you know, we're always travelling, a couple of long travel days? And we're going, no, we feel like we've been on tour for 3 years. Mm. You know, it's like, it wasn't the end of one tour, end of 1 week. It felt like we're coming to the end of 3 years. Yeah. You know, and I had my first holiday 2 weeks ago. It was my first week-long holiday.
Wow.
In 12 years.
Since, oh, so you do sit still? My God.
Well, apparently now.
Yeah.
But I'm still looking for some karaoke or something. So yeah, so that's what's happened with Blaze, and we've got we've done like a second. We're going to do a second leg after festival season. Mm-hmm. We've got August and September shows in UK and Europe. Just going to those few places that we didn't manage to get to on this European tour. Mm-hmm. Then pretty much straight after we finish that, then we start this monster of an Absolver European tour. Which is very, very special to me because the Defiance tour last year wasn't quite as long as I was hoping.
No.
So
I remember you said that to me when I saw you in Newcastle.
I think it was about 2.5-3 weeks, including the UK shows and all the European shows, and I just thought this isn't enough. Very, very special because we've never ever played a show in Finland or Sweden headline. Wow. So this is the first time we're going to go and do headline shows in Scandinavia. Obviously, we've just been announced as the main support for Michael Schenkerfest. Mm. Very, very exciting because we've toured with Michael before, with MSG and Temple of Rock. Mm. So now we've got all four of their singers, which sounds like it's going to be very, very interesting. I've bought his new Michael Schenkerfest album, and I really like it.
It's good.
So we're doing some shows with him, which is going to be tough, some of the travel days. Again, Absolver's never played in Spain before, so I feel like we're really reaching some countries and covering some ground that we've never done. And then we've got these lovely chunk of shows that we always do in Europe, but we've managed to squeeze them in to a nice, real good schedule. And then, what's really good, these last couple of shows in December, Reading, Facebalm again. I don't think we've ever played in Reading before, but it's nice for us to play in southern parts.
Yes,
I say southern.
Absolutely. I
know and you mean. Swindon, that was the show that got cancelled from vicious snow towards the end of last year. It's amazing, really, because we've rescheduled it, and we rescheduled it for virtually exactly the same date as it was last year.
Of course, there was snow in sort of December, wasn't there?
And then
I forgot about that because the one that hit March with the Blaze tour was even worse.
Yeah, exactly. very, very nice to announce that the last show of the year is going to be finishing in Manchester Academy 3, a headline show on the 22nd of December. So that's going to be our next show in Manchester after today. Yeah, we're playing tonight.
It's today.
Better get some strings on my guitar.
And the set tonight, any specials?
We're going to be playing a song from the latest album, Defiance, which is also the latest music video.
Yes.
Who Dares Wins, which we've never played live before.
Excellent.
So you can kind of imagine when we're getting to the rehearsal with Tom and we're going through the set, and of course there's a lot of songs that he's never played before from the other albums. Then we're sort of talking through who's going to do what harmonies, who's going to do solo, get to Who Dares Wins. Let's have a break before we do this one. What's going on? He says, well, we've never played this live before either. So we've not actually played it since we've recorded it. So that's going to be the surprise to that, because that's sounding really, really nice in rehearsal.
That's interesting, because you know, you, touring the album and you're playing the songs that you think work best in the live set, I would have kind of expected the single to have been one that you've played before. How did that come about? Was it just something that, people were saying to you about the album? And you
I always like to keep things quite refreshing because, you know, especially being with Blaze, you get a lot of Maiden fans following you. And one of the main criticisms I always get off Maiden fans, like hardcore Maiden fans, is they don't freshen the set up enough. Mm-hmm. You know, they've always got your sort of like Maiden standards. Then they've got, you know, the chunk of the new album.
Yeah.
But there's never anything else, you know, that really comes about. So, because Defiance is like, you know, 12 months old plus, and we already did our single Rise Again for when that got released.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're kind of going touring again with the same album, I thought, well, I want to do a new music video. I want to do something new, so a track that we've not done on the tour whatsoever. And the video, this is how ridiculous we are. The video, I said, I want to do a new music video, and Luke just says, we've not got time. I says, well, we've got time now. It's like, well, we're on tour with Blaze Bailey at the moment, and he says, the only reason I'm here is I'm supporting you with my acoustic. It's like, let's put a black sheet up in this dressing room now. We've got the cameras with us, haven't we? We've got GoPro cameras, and let's start the music video here now. It's like, but we're backstage in Balingen, Germany, or something. It's like, right. So we ended up making a music video for Who Dares Wins on the road. And then, of course, Luke got his Mac with him and all the editing. But then we were like, well, it looks really good, you know, so why not? So it was like a lyric/music video. Mm-hmm. And we used a lot of the footage that we got for, you know, when I do the crowd videos.
Yes.
Had all of that saved onto one file from over the past 4 years.
Wow.
So we just used all that footage and it looks great. So it was a bit of a chess beater.
Absolutely. Well, particularly if you've not got time, you know, you've not got the time scheduled to do it.
It's
that thing where you kind of do it. I think a lot of people who follow bands sort of go, what do you mean you've not got time? You know, it's not a magic wand, this creativity.
Yeah, you've got to create it. I mean, it's weird, really, because I think I'm going to get all sentimental on it now. But when I left school, I was already set up with a lot of these bands, and I already had like a job in a guitar shop.
Yeah, yeah.
So I left school when I was 16, and then 15 actually, I got my results, and then I actually remember picking up my high school GCSEs, and then everyone was going out partying. Says, right, I can't stay with you this morning, this afternoon. So I've got to get back to work. Mm. I've got to get back to this guitar shop, and I've got half a dozen guitars to set up. You know, that was always my mentality. It's like, you know, move on to the next thing, and you know, and the bands got so busy, so I had to leave the guitar shop. And the day I went full-time musician, suddenly I was like, well, I can get so much done in one day if I'm a full-time musician. I've been selling tickets for this show, I've been phoning this promoter about getting support for, you know, like Blaze Bailey and Breed 77 and Tokyo Dragons, remember them? And, you know, I just suddenly found a lot more time on my hands when I went full-time. And then, you know, I've never really looked back since. It's just got a lot busier.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's
a lot
good.
More saturated.
Well, thank you ever so much. It's always a pleasure. I was catching up with you guys.
Different interview, isn't it, with me nowadays, isn't it?
Well, it's always different with me as well. So it's no, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I always enjoy catching up either with players or with Absolute. So to the person who asked what's the best time to turn up at the festival on Chris's Facebook, the best time is when it started last night at 6 o'clock. But as it's now not 6 o'clock yesterday, how about now?
Yeah.
There you go.
As soon as possible.
Or if you're hearing this in the next few weeks, buy your tickets for next time. Now. There you go. Even I can do it.